Hello, friends and folks. Jingle, jangle, bingle, bangle. It's time for... You know, one of the colors of Pokemon is red, which is like Christmas, and the other one's white, which is like snow. So this is a Christmas episode? No, next week's, I guess, would be a Christmas episode, if we're going to do one next week. I don't know if we will. We might take a week off. This is Six Detmar.
And this is Alan Ibrahim. And this is the Johto Quorum. Hi, everyone.
And we're here to analyze their weapons, armor, and skill.
First up, a rocket launcher. It's handheld, it's got big rockets, and it does damage.
We're, of course, talking about the one from Quake, because all of the rocket launchers are for losers.
No, it's the Johto Quorum. It's your favorite Pokemon podcast. It is the holiday season. Before we get into our rankings for this week, let's talk about what have you Pokemoned this week? Have you Pokemoned anything this week, Six?
No.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to talk. Here comes my portion of the podcast.
I've been working on building Quibbly Mark II HG Gunpla.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's kind of like Pokemon, except for it's really not.
It's basically Pokemon. I mean, there's mech Pokemon. I have been watching the new season of the Pokemon anime.
Yeah, Pokemon... Wait, what's this one actually called?
I think it's just called Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Oh. I thought it was like Pokemon Go or something like that.
To the polls? No, not that I know of. My files that are legally acquired don't have episode... they have episode titles, but they don't have, you know... anything like any title of the show.
Oh, this is just Pocket Monsters 2019.
Yeah, Pokemon 2019.
Oh, it focuses on all 8 regions. Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I'm watching that. I'm only 2 episodes in so far, but I'm going to try to watch the rest of them after this recording, actually. It's really cool. So it's interesting. Like, we have Ash, as usual. We have Satoshi, because it's obviously not... this is not even close to coming out in English. And he's a Pokemon trainer from whatever Pallet Town is called in Japanese. There's so much of my brain that has to recode
Wait, give me a sec.
You can look it up. It's whatever it says on the wiki is correct.
Moss something town. I can hear it in my head almost.
Do you want to tell you?
You got the at the beginning of the Pokemon Sword and Shield anime, which I watched some. Go ahead.
Masara Town.
That's it. I was gonna say that, but it didn't sound right. Okay, I should have trusted
it yet. Yeah, it's like Professor Okido, and you're like, none of these names are real! And then there's a whole plot in the first episode involving, it's actually cool, it's like the origin of Pikachu, of the Pikachu that Ash ends up running up with, as a Pichu, meeting up with a family of, not Kangaskhan, not at all, what the hell is Kangaskhan in Japanese? It's Garura. So you just hear a little Kangaskhan going, Garu, Garu! And you're like, that's not that thing's name. But once you get over that hump of like understanding that none of these names are the way you remember them, it's so charming. Art-wise, it kind of is like a blend of the Sword and Shield art with the older art. It's like not as strikingly different, but it's still, you know, those big chunky black lines and like more stylized features. And Go is super charming. Go is like a really good foil to Ash because they're both idiots, but in different, unique, and special ways. They're really cute and charming, and I love it so far. I think it's like that. It's just a very relaxing, nice anime, and not limiting themselves to the Galar region has done wonders for like the story pacing. Because by the second episode, they're already like hanging out with a legendary Pokemon. Like they don't give a fuck. So it's really enjoyable. If you have a way to get it, you should watch it. If you don't, just wait until it comes out or at me. You know how to get anime. But if you don't,
I'll probably watch them. That sounds all right.
It's very entertaining. Also entertaining is this podcast where we go down the list of Pokemon and talk about which ones should stay and which ones don't need to be there.
But I do want to just real quick. Yes. You mentioning the whole thing with getting over Pokemon's names reminded me of when I was watching some of Sun and Moon. In Japanese, and I had that hump as well, but it was this experience where there was a character who There was Professor Oak's like cousin who was also a Pokemon professor. I think his name's like Samson or something. Mm-hmm. And he was making a bunch of Pokemon puns.
Yeah.
And so there were multiple layers to it. First, it was like, but those are the wrong names. This doesn't feel right. And then you're like, no, okay, I'm getting used to these names. Ha ha, these are clever. And then there was the added layer of slowly being like, wait, I know some Japanese. These puns fucking suck.
They're bad puns.
They're, like, atrocious. This is like saying, yes, we Kangaskhan. And you're like, oh, I hate you.
I actually love that. But the line between good and bad puns is non-existent. The second episode of Sword and Shield ends with, instead of a Poké Rap, it's like a word challenge where it's like, how many of these Pokemon names can you say that don't end before they end in a certain character? And I can't even remember what it was, but it was like very, very fast paced. And I was like, none of these names are real. I'm dying. I can't focus. And I was like, I couldn't keep up with this 5-year-old like girl care voice actress being like, yeah, you know, all the names like this one, and this one. I'm like,
Magyo.
Yeah, also there was totally a Magmar in one of the episodes, and you bet I was like, it's Boober! And then they were like, Booba! And I was like, yay! So it made me feel extremely good. Also, the language, like, since it's like a show for kids, so let's be adults, is so simple that like my basic-ass Japanese was like, I kind of get what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the least focused I've been on subtitles, too, in a while, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Children watch that show, and so do I. So I'll report back if any other good episodes pop up. But yeah,
I did really enjoy, with that character who spoke entirely in puns, the subtitles trying to figure out how to
translate any of that.
So stuff like "Let's do our Kingler," and you're like, "That's not it." Good try, Chief.
Yeah, but I wonder if like some like Pokemon subtitles like localize the names in the subtitles. That's bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Let's talk about number 618, the trap Pokemon.
Ooh.
It's Stunfisk.
Magyo. What's Magyo mean? It's a Mado and Gyo. Gyo means fish. Mado means mud.
Mud? Yeah. Okay.
Mudfish. That's what Mudkip should be. Why isn't Mudkip that? Interesting to me that Stunfisk is supposed to be the trap Pokemon, but it's only in its Galarian form that it looks like a trap, like a bear trap.
Well, I still think the idea is that you're supposed to step on it like normally. It's just like it like lies flat and you step on it and you get electrocuted.
Exactly. Its skin is very hard, so it's unhurt even if stepped on by sumo wrestlers.
That's awesome. Why is that?
That's badass.
Why is that your frame of reference?
Yeah, what? You're trying to get stepped on? You're testing a bunch of people stepping on a Pokemon? It smiles when transmitting electricity. Same. Unhurt, conceals itself in the mud, then it waits. When prey touch it, it delivers electricity. When its opponent can't be paralyzed, it contorts itself with unexpected speed and flops away. Fucking same. I love Stunfisk. It looks a little goofy. It kind of looks like it was deflated, or like a deflated whoopee cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a meme Pokemon, but I think it's cute. I don't know what it's based on, though. It's probably something. Oh, a flatfish, like a flounder combined with an electric ray. Oh, whoa. Flatfish is totally this. It lays flat and then you step on it.
Well, the idea I think of a flatfish is you're not supposed to step on it. They're just trying to hide.
They're just trying to get away.
So here's the thing, though, is it's got a Galarian form that I think upstages it.
Yeah.
The
Galarian form looks like Vom.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing. It just does look like Vom a little bit. It's pointier, and it has a Pokeball for a mouth now, and it has green footprints on it. And it's black.
This does
gray.
Bring back the problem that we've talked about, though, of like, why would a Pokeball be a lure?
That's a great question. It's not used like that in the game, obviously. They don't do the like Fungus Amoongus thing where you think
they
it's
kind
Pokeball.
Of do, but it's obviously smaller than a proper Pokeball. So if you're looking at it, you're like, this is not, you know.
But in the game, you're not like picking up what you think is an item and then it's actually a Stunfisk. Unless
that's
I'm wrong.
True. But no, I mean, it does still do the thing where the Pokeball model pokes up through the ground. It's just you can tell by
looking at it. Oh, it totally does. You're right. There's that cave. You're right. No, you're right.
It's just you can tell by looking at it, like, clearly that's not an item.
Mm-hmm. True.
And then it tries to bite you.
Stunfisk is definitely charming. It's got a wonderful shiny. We got this sort of electric, get it? Boogie Woogie. Electric blue. Thingy. It's the Galarian Stunfisk's special attack and attack, and special defense and defense are the reverse of regular Stunfisk, so it's kind of like it's opposite typing. It was stated that Stunfisk's creation stemmed from a desire to make the flattest Pokemon ever. What? Why? What? Mana eBay? What are you doing, homegirl?
Okay.
Other Pokemon. Here you go, Six. Other Pokemon that Mana eBay designed. Are you ready?
Sure.
A lot of your friends. The Axew line. Frillish and Jellicent. Darumaka Darmanitan. Herdier. And Victini.
Victini rules. Those other ones are all, like, solid but not amazing. A lot of, like Jellicent and stuff are salvage. Like, they're okay, but their Pokedex entries are incredible. And I don't know how much credit I can give for that. As to the artist,
I just don't know what's your purpose in being like, I'm gonna make the flattest Pokemon.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I want my Pokemon to stand out in some way. It's like looking at the Guinness Book of World Records and being like, what's a record no one's bothering with?
Right. Everyone's going fast. Everyone's really fat or really skinny and has long nails. I'm gonna have the smallest stomach. What? Like, internal, like my organs. I'm gonna shrink my organs.
Yeah, it's I mean, I, you know, congratulations, I guess.
There, I don't
to
think
my knowledge, this is the flattest Pokemon.
I don't want to overthink this, but there are no, like, physical human world records that are any, like, attainable by the average person anymore?
I mean, I'm sure there are. It's just they're not, you know, again, you're getting way too specific, right?
Yeah, like most RNA strands or something like that. You're like, I can't determine this. I also don't think it's healthy to have too much RNA. But yeah, Stunfisk, I don't know. It doesn't evolve. It's the only Pokemon of its typing, ground and electric.
Yeah, that's valuable.
Which is a good typing, despite the fact that it has really low, like, defense and attack and everything else. And then a Galarian form is Ground Steel, which is a decent typing. Doesn't have 8x to anything, or 4x, I think, to anything.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't.
Double check that. No, it doesn't. It only has 2x to other things. Do you feel strongly about Stunfisk, though?
I really don't.
I don't know. I wonder if this is one of those situations where we keep it because it's good and doesn't need to go.
That feels like the opposite of our usual philosophy, though.
Right. If it doesn't need to be here, then why keep it at all, right?
Right.
There's just something I respect about its mood and its demeanor also.
I feel like we get a lot of that mood, though.
Yeah. The like.
Like, in life, but also in the Pokedex.
Yeah. Is that for itself and for its Galar form, or both, or neither, or what?
I mean, I like the visuals of the Galarian Stunfisk or Stunfisk better, but I don't like. There is the whole. I really just have to rag on these ones that are like, oh, we're bait, and our bait. You know, again, it's like I'm baiting fish by pretending to be a net. Like, well, then they're not gonna go.
They're not gonna go.
like that's not. That doesn't make any sense.
I guess I'm okay. I'm actually okay cutting Stunfisk. I'm not like in love with this weird flat friend.
Okay, let's go ahead and cut then.
This is a thing that's always challenging for us, where it's like, I can hear someone else being like, you can't cut Stunfisk, but it's like, but tell me why. Like, what we do here is we answer that question of like, yeah, we kind of think everything is like cute or fun in some way, and everything is someone's favorite. But like, to what purpose? To what end does Stunfisk serve? If we're building a new world, let's make it better.
You all out there are like, we want the national decks. We want to have all the Pokemon in a game, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
If we did that right now, it would be so many fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
We need to make the list smaller for you. We need to make it doable. You know how much, Alan, how much work was it to complete just the Pokedex and Sword and Shield?
It took at least 2 weeks. Yeah, it was exhausting and frustrating and annoying as heck. Yep.
And a lot of trading, a lot of dedicated works, and there's still plenty of forms you didn't get. Like, there's a bunch of Alcremies out there.
Oh god, just waiting for me to catch and stir them up.
So, let's just lighten the load for folks.
Mm. And then when they put out the national desk, it's everything except what we've cut. And everyone's like, why is it this weird, like, 600 or whatever, of like Stunfisk isn't here, and some of the starters aren't here. Nothing mm-hmm. evolves.
It's weird. They patched Sword and Shield to add the national decks, and it removed Pokemon.
Yeah, weird. Super weird.
I think
that's the way it should be.
Yeah. No, we are justice.
We are justice. We are Kamen Rider. What? I don't know anything about Kamen Rider, but that just sounded like a thing he would say. What's something that Kamen Rider would say, Six?
Just like Hazard On.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Everyone's favorite classic Kamen Rider quote.
The thing is, though, like, I haven't seen original Kamen Rider, so if you're talking about, like, the Kamen Rider...
No, I mean, whatever.
I don't know what he would say. Yeah.
He's a fighter, just like our next Pokemon pair.
Mianfu?
Mianfu, or Kojo Fu. Fu, obviously referencing Kung Fu. Mian, as in Ermine. Like the animal that it is. It reminds like a stand-up sort of like weasel-like animal. And Okojo also means ermine in Japanese. So this is a very straightforward translation. This is an A-tier shiny where it's a complete like flip where the colors instead of yellow and red are white and blue. Or white and like mm-hmm. almost purpley.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say like a good... Do I want like violet? Are they violet?
A little bit.
Indigo, maybe? I don't know. They're a good color.
What makes it unique visually from just being an ermine that can punchy is it has this sort of like gear. Like it has the pants, it's got the big hands. I know you're the one. And then it has the like little forehead things. I'm not sure what those are supposed to be. It's kind of explored in its evolution, but not exactly as you think. It's not like it's growing horns or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's like a weird like fucking Shaolin monk thing. I only know this from the old kids cartoon Shaolin Showdown.
Yeah, I couldn't say, or maybe it's an ermine thing. I'll be honest, I don't know ermine.
Totally
very
possible.
Well.
I don't know ermines that well either. If we want to have an ermine on the podcast, though, let us know at yourself. If you're an ermine,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
please
cut toxic people out of your life.
And jodokorum@gmail.com be on our podcast. Thank you. The short-tailed weasel, or simply the weasel in Ireland, where the least weasel does not live. Now I'm just reading about ermines, or stoats.
And then, of course, we've got our evolved form here, Mian Chao,
yeah.
which is ermine and Shaolin, or mm-hmm. Kojondo, which is Kojo for ermine, and then Do as in teachings or path.
The martial arts, the wizard.
Yeah, sort of a sage here. Got a more wise. Let's get some Pokedex entries, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Mianfu, in fights they dominate with onslaughts of flowing continuous attacks with sharp claws they cut enemies. They've mastered elegant combos. They take pride in the speed with which they can use moves. What they lose in power they make up for in quantity. They move in packs, dedicate themselves to training. Okay, they're martial artists. We get it. Mian Shao here is using its the sleeves mm-hmm. has gotten a lot longer and now they're using them like whips.
Ooh.
And apparently its new strategy is it overwhelms you with continuous attack while building up to the big final hit. So its continuous attacks are still attacks, but it is storing up the big surprise.
Read the Ultra Moon entry.
Yeah, when Mian Shao lets out a bizarre wail, you're in danger. A flurry of kicks and chops too fast to see is about to be unleashed.
Love that tone. Love the way that's written. Thank you, Rotom Dex. Thank you very much. Yeah, I kind of like this idea that it... I mean, it's like a martial arts stereotype. You know, it's yelling mm-hmm. out, it's making noises, it's punching so fast you can't see it. It's like a Bruce Lee sort of thing.
It's interesting you should say Bruce Lee, because I think this is you know, the, again, Gen 5, a lot of these Pokemon are like substitutions for their Gen 1 counterparts. I think this is our Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan. And it's so much better.
It is better. It's not, because it's better. Not just like feet. Or guy with fists.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah. It's like, it's an animal, but it takes on the features and ideas of like what it's trying to be, which is a martial artist. Mm-hmm. And the devolutions are distinct. I mean, Mianfu is like developing different body parts, and then Mian Shao is like, what are those things develop into? It's got whiskers, it's got whips for punchy, it's got sort of a more svelte body. 4'7", 78.3 pounds. Not a gigantic friend, but a friend nonetheless. I think this might be an example where I would vote to keep both of them.
Yeah, I also kind of like, so there, the sleeve thing is not really a true martial arts thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually more based on like the flowing sleeves in Chinese opera.
Oh, cool.
And I think that's a cool bit of inspiration there. Shiny is not as strong on Mian Shao as on Mianfu, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this friend gets to stay. I think they're both doing a good job here.
For some reason, I just never put together that they were supposed to be used as whips, because I never watched this season of the anime. So I was always like, oh, they just made Mianfu's hands long. But the fact that it actually uses those and wields them. Also, if you look close with the art, it's almost as if the hands are under the whips. Like, those things aren't the hands. They're sort of appendages. Oh, they're like appendages over the hands of Mian Shao. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I didn't notice that before, but that is cool.
I would watch a Mian Shao martial arts movie where it like starts as Mianfu. God, the moment where Pichu evolves into Ash's Pikachu. Evolution is so cool, y'all. Like, why isn't every Pokemon story about, like, the Pokemon worked really hard and then it transformed physically? It's amazing. It, like, leaves the nest and it's like, bye, family, forever. And then as it turns around, it goes, Pichu, 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 Pika. And then it evolves. It's fucking epic. It's so good. Apologies if that's considered a spoiler. It's just so dope.
Well, let's wash our hands of that, because we don't want to spoil anything more for people for this brand new anime, and take it to a real friend, a real winner.
For sure.
Number 621, Druddigon.
Digimon, digital monsters, Digimon all the champions.
It's not detailed enough to be a Digimon, to be honest.
That's true.
It's kind of, you know what it reminds me of?
What does it remind you of?
It feels like you would get it from like a capsule machine, and not a Japanese capsule machine, an American capsule machine. And you'd be like, this isn't like from a show or anything. You just made a dragon?
That's why this Pokemon gains the amazing, incredible, important title of Alan's least favorite Pokemon design.
Did you know that it warms its body by absorbing sunlight with its wings? When its body temperature falls, it can no longer move.
Oh, that's so sad. It's a lizard. So I did some reading, because initially I looked at the design of Druddigon and I'm just like, this thing is really boring. It's the typing you expect. It doesn't evolve. It doesn't have cool stats. Like nothing special about it. And I was reading and it was like, oh, it's based on something called the red-headed rock agama, which is a, I believe it's a species of lizard. Found in Africa, that does have the like red forehead, blue body thing, which is cool. Dragons based on lizards kind of makes sense historically and genealogically.
Sure,
but I mean, it's just a big dragon. It's not cool. Do people think Druddigon is cool? Am I weird?
Man, Druddigon is so cool. Look at the animation in black and white. He's just kind of rocking out.
He's just rocking out. You could set that to music and make that a fucking Twitter meme easily. No problem. Also, one of the most distinct shinies ever. Like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very different.
Shiny, also, shiny Jadeon's been in the anime. It's one of the rare the shinies that has actually been in the anime.
Also, Pokepark 2, he makes every effort to win the battle tournament. He is blunt, but he kind of likes helping others.
Oh, man. Whoever wrote the Pokepark entries really wants me to love and respect every Pokemon, and they failed. But that if they succeeded, then we wouldn't have this show. Its Japanese name is Krimgon, which is Crimson Gon. Gon can mean face or
face,
rock.
Yeah, or like
mask.
Mask, yeah, I was gonna say.
Sharingan, like same principle, same idea.
I don't think so. I think in that context, it's something different.
Naruto is getting so good, by the way. We'll talk off mic, but oh man. The plot has arrived, kind of.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like plot.
Yeah, sometimes. I don't like Dredigan. If you have a reason to keep Dredigan, I'll talk to you, but I don't want to keep this guy.
I mean, Dredigan took down the Elite Four for me, but we can let him go.
Right, you have that personal collection.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like, okay, he was there when I needed him. I wasn't like, even at the time, I wasn't like, my big boy, Dredigan, go get him. I was like, okay, I needed a Dragon type.
And Iris has one also, right?
You could be right. I don't know.
Yes. She definitely has one in the anime. She probably has one in the games. Might be one of her signatures. Mm-hmm. Or was it Haxorus that was her signature? I don't know. She's got a bunch of dragon types. That's her whole
thing. Haxorus is definitely her signature.
Okay. Okay, so Haxorus is what she has in Masters.
Right.
Cool, cool, cool.
Let's move on to number 622. Golett.
Yeah, you know. Golett. Oh, like small golem. Golett. Uh-huh. Like, you know, let.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't actually put that together before. Golett's kind of cute, if you think about it.
Yeah. I really like the eyes, the way the eyes are not symmetrical.
Yeah, you have it's like Tetris pieces. You have an L block and an I block.
Mm-hmm.
How tall, how like big is it? Because it seems like it's friend size. 3 foot three, 202.8 pounds.
Well, it's made of rocks.
It's a chunky friend, but it's a small friend. It's genderless and wonderful typing. Ground and ghost.
Yeah, that's a cool typing.
Let's get some Pokedex entries. The energy that burns inside it enables it to move, but no one yet has been able to identify this energy. Weird. Ancient science fashioned this Pokemon from clay. It has been active for thousands of years. That seems like it's repeating those two things.
Yeah, its movements are powered by mysterious energy. It has continued to move since ancient times, so its powers may soon run out.
It was created from clay. It received orders from its master many thousands of years ago, and it still follows those orders to this day.
Okay, so it's just a classic Jewish golem.
It's the Jewish golem, right, exactly.
Okay.
I like the belt. It kind of makes it, or not the belt, but like the... What would you call that?
I mean, I think belt is applicable. It's not like a waist belt, but it's still a belt.
Yeah,
I think
it's
you're
a
right.
That's fashion right there. Mm-hmm, a four-way chest belt that occupies about two-thirds of your tum.
Ready to be in a Guilty Gear.
Exactly. It's the automaton Pokemon.
Good shiny.
Oh, let's take a look at that. Let's take a skim on that. Yeah. Ooh, that's fun. Ooh, that's fun. It's like kind of dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It leans into the ghostiness more. It doesn't seem very ghost-like otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's just the fact that it moves and it's a rock.
Right. It's a rock. But like, here's my thing: is it's a rock possessed by a spirit? But isn't Geodude also just a rock possessed by a spirit?
No, it's okay. So this is a body was crafted and then a ghost. Took possession of it, right?
Oh, that's completely different.
Geodude was just born. Geodude is a living rock.
If you think too hard about how Pokemon are born and come to existence, your brain can break, so be careful.
I mean, you know, we both saw that that video from Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver where Arceus creates an egg life.
Yo! Oh my god! I think I've definitely seen that in the past at some point, but someone like posted it again recently on one of our Discords. And the cutscene that plays when you get Arceus in what is it? HeartGold, SoulSilver.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about that is bonanza.
Because it's like, oh, so you're in the Sinjo Mountains. You know, Sinnoh and Johto are now, they're like blending into each other. And you're in a, you're in a halfway point. And then you go and you put, you bring Arceus to the middle. And it's like there's a Dialga, a Palkia, and a Giratina like platform. But if you specifically bring it as like your partner, then you get this Bonko cutscene where it like goes to the center of your screen. And no, you could just look it up online, folks. It's wild. And then there's like live action footage.
And it's pretty weird.
The tragic thing is you can't get that anymore. That was like a one-time event. Pokemon. So unless you either hacked it in or had one, you can't see it, or you just find it online. You can't get that cutscene in any legal copy of HeartGold SoulSilver anymore.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, I was reading about that because, you know, I have an Arceus or had one in my copy of Moon that had all the legendaries on it. But yeah, that's a weird thing. Also weird is the fact that Golett evolves into Golurk.
So its Japanese name is Golug, which I bring up because kind of looks like Gelgoog.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he was watching the entrance of the warehouse. He was he's powerful and acts without thinking, but he means no harm, according to Poke Park 2 Wonders Beyond.
No.
He doesn't mean to harm anyone. This is a mech, yo. This is a mech. And the best thing about it being a mech, James Turner. The American Pokemon designer.
Wow. Wow. There's a theory that inside Golurk is a perpetual motion machine that produces limitless energy, but this belief hasn't been proven.
Damn.
Wait. If you remove the seal on its chest, it just smashes everything around it, apparently.
Oh, it like goes berserk? Yeah, that makes sense.
Ancient castles have artillery platforms built for Golurks to fire energy beams from. It can fly at Mach speeds. This thing is sick.
Oh, it flies?
It flies.
Oh my god, I love it. There's look at the Pokemon Adventures art. That's awesome. It's just flying around with a friend.
Yeah, Chantal's just having a good time there.
She's having a gas. Oh, this one also had there's a shiny Golurk in the anime. Yeah, oh my god, look at Golurk flying! Scroll all the way to the top. Golurk just has, like, jets! This is a mech!
This thing is pretty sick, to be honest.
It's a ground ghost mech. Great typing, now, good shiny, good everything.
Here's the thing, Alan.
Yes.
And this is a question that I've never asked before on this show.
Uh-huh.
Is this too cool? Like, do we have to cut it because it's just, like, ridiculously sick in a way that doesn't really feel like a Pokemon?
I think the fact that it's a James Turner original makes it that less of a thing, though, because it's like cool in like the an American design this way, which is inherently uncool.
But it's like the Iron Giant.
It's exactly the Iron Giant. What's wrong with the Iron Giant? It's a wonderful film.
It's not a Pokemon.
What does that mean? It's a mech.
Right. You know the difference between a mech and a Pokemon?
Is Golurk a kaiju?
I make this look good.
Wow.
If anyone got that joke.
At Six at Marketer.
Yeah, and just say that was a dumb joke. Why did you make that?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, are you over here arguing to me in my own house, on my own podcast that I share with you, that we should keep Golett and not Golurk?
I'm not sure. We should definitely keep Golett.
Okay.
I am not sure about Golurk. No, that's a character from Tales of Symphonia. We can't do that.
Oh, okay.
She likes dogs a lot.
Oh, same. I don't know what's wrong with a mech. I like mechs.
It's just a little too much is all.
I can't believe we're cutting something because it's too cool.
We're not necessarily cutting. I just want to have the conversation. Like, it's not a legendary or anything. Like, these things are fucking everywhere in Sword and Shield.
It's a giant robo.
Yeah, it's the fucking Mazinger Z, and you just catch it with a Pokeball.
So I've always said that if I were a gym leader, I would be a Fire-type gym leader, probably. But I would still like to ride into my fights on a Golurk. Like, are you shitting me?
Okay, you know what?
I do.
No, here's my idea.
Okay.
Make Golett and Golurk legendaries. then I'm okay with it.
There's one Golurk in the game, and you have to like fight through a really intense cave full of traps to find it.
I mean, I think you could do a thing where it's like I don't know, it's like the sort of like the tiny little guy is like an incompetent guardian of an ancient ruin, and you catch it, and then like it evolves into Golurk, and you're like, oh shit, I'm glad I picked you up.
Oh, okay. So it starts out small, but you evolve it, and then it becomes a fucking mech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really actually, cool. Okay, now I can see it in my head where it's like you go into like some ruins, and like Team Rocket has already been through, and Golette like is trying to communicate to you like, I can't fight them off, but you need to clear them out. And as a reward for doing it, Golette's like, great, I'll join you. Thank you.
Power up. And then it becomes Golurk.
So, are you down with keeping them but changing them to legendary?
Yes, that's a really good compromise.
All right. See, this is what we're all about. This is, like, we're not like Congress doing shitty compromise.
Well, it's not just about, like, keeping or cutting. It's like, if you don't need to keep or cut, is there a way to make this better overall?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is.
And next, we're going to talk about Ponyard.
So, I have a couple of friends who are really big fans of this line. It's wonderful and competitive. It's Ponyard and B-sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this before the podcast, because I was looking at what we're going to be talking about soon. B-sharp is named after the musical note, I guess. Mm-hmm. B-sharp. Can you play a B-sharp right here?
Sure.
Thank you. Sorry to give you work, but, you know. Mm. That was a B-sharp. It probably sounds like this. I don't know. Oh, is there not a B-sharp? Is that not a real note? I'm reading
about
this.
That's a real note, isn't it?
Oh. There might not be a B-sharp. Whatever. Figure that out.
There's a B-sharp here.
There is. Okay. Sure. So Ponyard, it's a knife boy. And then it evolves into a knife dad with big thighs.
No, you're right. There is no B-sharp.
Isn't that so weird? Maybe that's like the whole gag is like it's... Huh.
No, I think... I don't know.
Combination Sorry, of bishop and sharp. Oh.
Yeah, because they're chess pieces.
Not B-sharp. Oh. And then pawn yard. Okay.
It's like pawn and then the like... What? Poignard or something? There's a type of knife.
Yeah, poignard. A lightweight dagger.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised I got that name right.
Ponyard. Yeah. So chess Pokemon.
It doesn't really convey chess very well.
No, it doesn't. Where are they found? What is there to know about these friends? They're sharp. Other than them both being sharp, Ponyard looks and acts similar to a traditional Japanese bandit, specifically a lackey or lower member, with features resembling Ashigaru armor.
Oh, sure.
It may also sure. resemble or originate from Kaijin, humanoid villains found in Japanese monster movies.
I'm going to read some Pokédex entries because I'm not sure about these guys.
Go for it.
Blades compromise this Pokemon's entire body. If battling dulls the blades, it sharpens them on stones.
Mm-hmm.
They fight at B-Sharp's command. This is for Ponyard, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They cling to their prey and inflict damage. Ignoring their injuries, groups attack by sinking blades in the... Yeah, it's just that stuff over and over, basically. And then B-Sharp.
It finishes off Pokemon that it sends Ponyard to go fight. If the blade on its head is chipped, it will retire from its position as the boss. That's really cool.
Apparently, it has a beef with Fracture because they both feud over spots where they can find sharpening stones.
Interesting. I love when Pokemon are beefing.
So this is like a sort of like a bandit Pokemon,
right? I think in the endless tier list of Honchkrow's minions and company, B-Sharp is, well, so obviously Ponyard's like at the bottom with everyone else, but then B-Sharp is like maybe its right hand man or like one of its lieutenants.
I feel like B-Sharp it like heads up like a rival gang that is like powerful but unambitious.
Ooh.
You know, so it's like Honchkrow's always trying to, like, get shit done and, like, has big plans, and butts heads with Bisharp, who has some forces, like, can get some shit done, but really doesn't have the fucking big dream. It's just sort of like, no, I just want to cut out mine and rob some people.
That's good, and its Japanese name kind of leans into that, as it being, like, the knife tough man. Kirikizan, which is Kirikizamu, which means to mince, and zan, which is obviously to cut, so, like, to cut, like the slice cut.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I love it. Bisharp, I feel dumb for thinking was B-sharp all these days, but makes more sense as a chess thing. Oh, it's very humanoid. This is my negative, is it's just so humanoid.
It is very humanoid. In fact, it's black and white. It just kind of waves at you.
Right.
It's like, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm directing traffic.
We can cut these.
It's, after like 10 seconds of holding the wave, it eventually puts its hand down. Whoa. That's a really long animation. And also, we didn't talk about its shiny makes it look like it really is in a Power Rangers squad.
Yeah. Yeah. Got that blue going on.
That's the same for both.
What's its typing?
Dark Steel.
That's a cool typing.
Isn't it?
I'm kind of sold by that. Like, I don't know that I love the execution here, but it's a bandit that's Dark Steel.
Yeah. Knives and evil. Any questions?
I think we should keep it.
Yeah, I think so too. Level 50. Okay. Level 52. Damn, that is a lot of leveling.
Yeah. No, you don't get to become the boss of a bunch of, like, you know, bandits.
Lotads.
Let's talk about number 626, Bouffalant.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not what?
Absolutely not keeping this Pokemon.
I'm going to do a search for Tauros. We cut Tauros.
Oh. But also technically, oh, it's Bouffalant, but I like to read his Japanese name as Bouffalant. Shiny's red. Why does it have an afro? Is it because it's America and it's based on an American bison?
I think it's just got like a... No, it does have an afro.
Bouffalant is a combination of bouffant and buffalo. Like the hair. It's got rings around the tusks. I hate
Alan,
the afro.
Like
the afro
it.
Is the whole thing, and I hate the afro.
The hair is really... We gotta cut it.
I was gonna
push for it, but that hair is really bad.
You can push for it. I just... By default, I look at this, and I reject it.
I am with you. I was liking it at first because the art of it doesn't convey the depth of that hair.
Uh-huh.
But then you scroll down to the 3D model, and you're like... Oh, it's such just an afro. This is not okay. I don't like this.
And unfortunately, like, that's what its distinctive feature is. So if, like, that's not interesting, then I think it's just not an interesting Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Also, it basically has two Pokedex entries that just repeat over and over.
Oh, that's always
it's one of those guys. Yeah. All right, let's just cut this friend and move on. Let's talk about Rufflet.
Yeah. Rufflet! Hi, Rufflet! Hello! Sorry.
So Rufflet is this cutie here.
Oh, sweetheart. Want to protect it.
Got the floofy hair with like the single feather there as a thing. It's got those sort of questioning eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's combative. It'll pick a fight with anyone. Natural born warrior. Note as a natural born warrior, soon after his hatching, it will challenge its parent to a fight in order to gain their acceptance.
Fuck yeah. And then read me the Ultra Sun entry.
Ultra Sun, with its powerful legs and sturdy claws, it can crack even the shells of shelter and pluck out their insides.
It eats the void.
It does eat the void.
It's a void eater.
It stands up to massive opponents not out of courage, but out of recklessness. But that is how it gets stronger.
So I love this arc, right? Rufflet is like, you know, very shonen-y. It's brave and ambitious without having any backing up for that. And then when it evolves into Braviary, all the way at level 50, freaking 4, it is a Brave Bird. It learns the famous move, Brave Bird. Braviary, yeah, another competitive legend.
Meta for a brief period of time.
What's that?
And I said, and it breaks the competitive.
Right, exactly. It was so good that it broke things. I love Ruffle. I think it's adorable. I love this whole like hard headedness. I like it when hard headed doesn't have to literally mean its head is hard, like in Granidos or whatever.
For the sake of its friends, this brave warrior of the sky will never stop battling.
Or Bagon.
Even if it's injured.
Oh, that's awesome.
They fight for their friends without any thought about danger to themselves. One can carry a car while flying.
That's Braviary? It's
called it's called the Hero of the Sky. It has... the more scars it has on its front, the more heroic it's considered to be. Those with many scars on their back are mocked by the flock.
Mocked by the flock. Get mocked by the flock. I didn't get a Rufflet or a Braviary in mine because I had the other version exclusives.
But you have them now, right?
I certainly do. These are in Sword and Shield.
Right.
I meant in Black and White.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, and so that counters what was going to be my criticism, which is that Braviary, all about being brave, and then it's 100% male. The counter to that is that its virgin counterpart, Vullaby and Mandibuzz, are 100% female. I guess that's just to make them different.
Yeah.
It's not like Mandibuzz loves to paint its nails, although it does have like very feminine eyeliner kind of going.
I mean, I'm just
going
to go ahead and add in the notes section that gender isn't real.
That's true. That's perfect. That's so perfect. Especially for Rufflet. I mean, that's an NB right there. That's a cute little friend. Mm-hmm. Friend B. Nobody quote that. So I think Rufflet's a keeper. Braviary on Pokedex entry alone, and... it's colorful, you know?
Yeah, I think it looks all right.
It's better than Fearow, if that's what they're trying to do, the equivalent of.
Mm-hmm.
Fearow kind of sucks. TBQH.
Also, if you scroll down and see the Pokemon Adventures art, I think it looks really striking.
Let me see the Adventures art. Let's take a look at that. Oh, yeah. It looks like, what's the big bird from Kirby? Dynamo?
Yes, I think that's right.
It looks like Dynamo.
Yeah.
Dynamo. I can see that. Kirby.
And then good shiny. The Rufflet shiny is less good. I would say change the Rufflet shiny, but the Braviary shiny is good.
Dynablade.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're keeping both these friends.
I think so.
Let's move on to Vullaby.
So Vullaby, in theory, is like kind of goofy. It's just a bird that stands up and it's inside of its egg like Togepi. But, but, let's look at these dex entries.
Diapered Pokemon.
Yeah, weird. It protects its plump posterior with the bones of, get this, of prey that it has consumed. As it grows... it replaces the bones.
Okay.
So it's replacing that egg all the time. Do I want to see a Vullaby without the egg? I super don't. Just like, I remember saying this like almost a year ago now. What does a Togepi look like under the egg? I don't want to see a Vullaby under the egg.
No.
But then... so it's just the egg, right? You're like, oh, it's like fighting its enemies, and that is really fucked up, and it's supposed to be like a carrion crow. It gets across the idea of being a carrion crow really well. What's up?
This is unfortunate. Mandibuzz's Japanese name.
Oh, no!
Is Vulgina.
That's what that tweet was about, Vulgina bones, right?
I mean, it's Vulgina, but Vulgina. It's still... listen.
Vulgina. Vulture and Regina, which is queen. Ugh, Vulgina. You just look at that and you can't help but be like, meh.
I mean, listen, I already hated the way these two look.
You don't like them?
No.
I think, so like, Vulgina, I'm just going to call it Vulgina. I'll never call it Mandibuzz again. Vulgina being like, it wears the bones of its enemies. It's kind of badass.
Sure. That's fine.
They're carrion crows. They adorn themselves beautifully with bones. This is supposedly an effort to attract males, but no male mandibuzz has ever been found.
Lesbians! Lesbians!
They're trying to attract other girls. Let's be super real. It's, oh god, oh, that just made my stomach turn. It circles in the sky, keeping a keen eye out for Pokemon in a weakened state. Its choicest food is Cubone.
Sure.
Should we cut this just so that Cubone can live?
I think we should cut it because I don't think it looks cool.
That's fair. I just remember you, when your sibling was on and we were like talking about the Pokemon that eats your favorite. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like Weavile eats Vulpix or whatever. And you're like, I can't.
It's a tragic choice.
It's
that
really,
we made.
Yeah. This is okay. I think I do kind of like the design of Mandibuzz. It feels redundant if we were to even theoretically keep both of these, but other than its design, I don't think there's much to say about Mandibuzz that I like.
Well, and so it's a turkey vulture.
Uh-huh.
Turkey vultures are the fucking worst. We don't need one in Pokemon.
Are those just like turkeys or what?
No, they're like, they look like turkeys. They act like a combination of turkeys and vultures. Like, they do the vulture thing, but they're also kind of bold like turkeys and like dickheads like turkeys are. They're just shitty. They're real shitty birds.
I'm looking up turkey vultures. Ew. Ew,
yeah,
bud.
They suck.
Yeah, no thanks.
I think we should cut Volgina.
Vorugina. Yeah, that's fine. But the purple shiny. The purple shiny kind of makes it look like a pink flamingo. Pink flamingo. Excuse me.
Let's see this here. Yeah, it kind of does, but it also doesn't really mesh.
It is already pink. It just makes it like a brighter, more annoying pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should cut both of these.
Volgina. I'm going to just say that to you whenever I want to be, whenever I get under your skin a little bit.
It's gross.
The next two Pokemon are kind of a pair. They're also, I believe, version exclusives. Neither of them evolves, and they're predators of each other. It's Heatmore and Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Kev, thank you. You know what? Thank you.
I make that joke all the time.
Yeah, who doesn't at this point? Heatmore or Kuitaran. Kuitaran. Arikui, which is anteater. And Tar. I don't know. I can't. My Japanese is too bad to pronounce all these things correctly. Heat armor. Excellent shiny. It gets way darker. It's like evil heat. But then, like, almost I would say replace regular with the shiny here.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a while, right?
We haven't, but I think you're right. I think that shiny just makes the Pokemon more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it takes the idea of an anteater having a big sticky tongue and turning it into just, it shoots fire instead of a tongue, which I love. And those hands look like Gundam hands or something.
They look like Zagok hands.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of. It totally has the Zagok hands.
It breathes through a hole in its tail to create its fire tongue.
Oh, I see it. It's got like a little chimney tail. A gross thing that I didn't notice until right this second is, like, kind of look at its like crotch area.
Yeah, it's got like some pipe in there.
It's got piping. Ugh. I guess that's piping that goes into its tummy, like into its center.
Right, from the tail to the tummy. So it's like making the flow of oxygen more efficient to make the flames hotter.
I see. And then it's got vents on the hands. This is like an interesting design. It's a lot going on, a little busy, but not in a negative way.
And I like that it isn't steel type. They're like, no, 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 no. Like, it's got some like metalish design here that's all in service of making fire hotter. Don't get it twisted.
Yes. This is a Kensugi Mori original, this and its rival Durant. But funnily enough, since this is fire type, Durant is bug steel. Durant would lose this fight every single time.
Yep.
That's sad. What does Durant have against it? Because I'm all up for keeping Heatmore, especially if we say keep shiny or replace with shiny.
I mean, they're called anteaters for a reason.
They eat ants.
Yes, and Durant is an ant.
But if they're rivals, I like the idea that they can counter each other.
Oh, stuff. they're not rivals.
It's just predator prey.
Right, like if you read Durant's Pokedex entries, they're like, they have to gang up to drive off a single Heatmore because Heatmore just fucks their shit up.
Build complicated mazes. These are just ants.
Uh-huh.
Different. Uh-huh. Each individual play different roles in driving Heatmore away from the colony. They attack in groups. They have steel armor.
I want to cut Durant.
Really? Why?
It's just an ant covered in metal.
They retaliate using their massive mandibles. They work together to protect their eggs from Sandaconda. That's fun.
It's just an ant.
I just feel bad getting rid of the underdog. He's doing his best.
Look at that underdog. That's an angry-looking asshole.
Same.
I think we should pet Durant. And I think we should have... You know, Heatmore can eat any bug type. It's fire type. It'll be fine.
But yeah, pure fire. You're good. You're gonna live a long life. Do you think? Let's play this with the space for a little bit. What does a Heatmore evolution theoretically look like? Because there isn't one.
What's the? Hang on.
Fire elephant.
I got the answer. I just need to look something up.
Okay.
I just need this shit to fucking cooperate with me. What the fuck? This is not going how I... It looks like the MS-13 Gashia.
Oh, thank you. I was like... Hastily go. Oh!
It's just a mobile suit that was designed from the Zagok. That's the joke.
Oh. Where is it even from? What the fuck?
It's from some fucking. It's probably from like MSV or some. Oh no! Here's the real shit. Oh, this is good. This is the OMSM07RF Zagok. Look at this buddy.
Yeah, is this the gun? Oh, look at the gun. Whoa, big friend. That's the linebacker Pokemon we've been looking for.
Just a chunky pal. Look at that friend.
That's a heckin' chonker. This is a visual podcast.
Listen, I just tooled around on the fucking Gundam Wiki. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm okay cutting Durant. Not because it's like weak to Heatmore, but because it's just... an ant,
yeah.
But steel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even pure steel. Why are they so afraid of pure steel type? Why is that such a like rare thing?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, well. I mean, now I'm like obsessed with looking at the German names for everything after I saw that thread about the German Pokemon names. But yeah, Durant is Firmicula in German, which is Ferrum. Which is Latin for iron, and Formicula, which is, I believe, the German name for the movie Them, which is about giant ants. Anyways, that's actually kind of fun if that's correct. But when I clicked Formicula, it took me to the Wikipedia page for the movie Them, so I might be right. Anyways, bye, Durant. Sorry you had to go. Are you at least big? Nope, you're a foot tall. Ah, that's kind of big for an ant.
Yeah. No, it's significant. All right. Well, I mean, we've had a pretty full episode here.
It's been a chonker. We talked about the ants. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all we talked about. I don't remember anything else.
Yeah.
My brain's already replacing. Oh my God, Six, we're doing it.
Are we?
We can finish Gen 5 next week.
Oh, that'll be the true Christmas gift.
I can't promise that because, oh my God, the forms, y'all. But we have, let's see, 633 to 649. So that's 16 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Not including forms. Is that out of character for a Quorum episode to have 16 Pokemon?
I think that's doable.
Can you imagine finishing the Gen 5 decks on the last Quorum of 2019?
I hope we can do it.
I think we can do it. Let's aim for it. So hopefully, folks, next week we will be able to dive into legendary territory finished up these last couple three-tiered evolutions and finished up the Unova decks.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the power of us and the power of making fun of funny Pokemon names. Yeah, let's make that our goal. Anyways, let's take it to the plug zone.
All right. I'm SixDetmar. You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. And, yeah.
Where's all that enthusiasm? Your tweets are amazing lately.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of
Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia, Twitch.tv/ScanlineMedia. Six and Jen just made Twitch, not partner, but the other thing, right?
Affiliate, yeah.
Twitch affiliate. You should check out Six is playing Resident Evil 2 over there, here and there. Are you planning to finish that or what? What's going on there?
Yeah, I should have another playthrough probably Wednesday, I would guess, is when I'm going to continue it. I'm doing usually, like about one or two episodes a week, so we're gonna power through it.
Flantabulous. And then yeah, people should check out all your stuff because you're a good poster and a good podcaster and a good friend.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I try.
In terms of stuff I have going on, it's me, Alan. I have podcasts. I'm on Twitter, but you don't need to follow my Twitter account. So instead, I'll plug my podcast, Chats a Television Podcast. That's CHATZ:A Television Podcast. That's a show where my friend Magellan and I watch two episodes of a cult classic TV show every single week. We have a Patreon over at patreon.com/chatspod. That's CHATZPOD. And as of this episode, we are going to be on a week off as we get comfortable for the holidays and do our holiday shopping and hanging out with friends and stuff. And then we're coming back in the week after that to start the Babylon 5 spinoff show Crusade, which looks like a hot trash fire so far.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice to get back to kind of bad TV, honestly.
Sick.
Good TV can only get you so far. But,
you know, it's so true.
Good Pokemon.
By the way.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I should have said the Hygok. The Hygok is what Amor.
Oh, yes, the Hygok, of course. The King's mobile suit.
Hygok's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, Alan?
Yes.
What is it that we say?
What are the words? Before we can hit stop on the audio file, I have to say this to you folks. I'm legally obligated to say it every week. This is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Peace.